You know, nous nous assis.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
He will also, that man that's from Anthony General, really welcome his liberation and the end of his loneliness.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
At the present time, it's a sort of watershed, I think. Women are apparently liberated in many ways, but in fact and in practice they're not. They're still discriminated against in many professional fields, and often in very pernicious ways. I think the time has come when women have got to find self-respect and a full identity of their own. And that's what's very difficult for them. And the battle that we have to fight is not against men, it's often against women, actually, to try and get them to fulfill themselves.
What would you like to say to thousands of women listeners who imagine that they're enjoying life at the kitchen sink?
Women unite. You have nothing to lose but your kitchen sinks.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Mama could plow a field with one hand and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your healthcare provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
feature presentation.
From Hollywood, California, the Queens of Noise, the Runaways!
We'll be right back.
Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, television news reports from the 1960s, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music. It's a sound collage. It's only available broadcasting here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio, as it is going to be all of those things in this episode, as we celebrate Women's History Month, the month of March. But, you know, for all of that historical aspect, this Tears of the Gods is going to be a pretty rockin' commemoration and celebration. We're going to be featuring the Runaways and Hank Fonce's favorite female jazz musician, Valida Snow. Plus, from the audio clips, it's going to be Betty Friedan. And then we've got a bunch of other twofers from other female artists. The format is going to be three sets from here on in about a half hour-ish each. Originally, when I came up with this idea, getting into the production details for you, particularly this evening, originally I decided on having the Runaways and Valida Snow and then Betty Friedan. But then as I got started considering this historical aspect I wanted to go with for you tonight, I found several women with outstanding songs. So I decided to play two tracks from a whole bunch of different women artists in addition to our featured artists. We kicked off the show with, well, a public service message on breastfeeding. Certainly a very feminine and female and healthy thing for babies of both sexes. And then we heard from Valida Snow, her song Dixie Lee. And then it was the Runaways with a live piece, a live performance of their song Queens of Noise. Let me, okay, and then also, backing me up right now, my ambiance. This evening, it's going to be all from Wendy Carlos's epic seasonal masterpiece, Winter, which I play frequently enough, but you know, this is the first time I'm presenting it to you played at half speed. So it's an octave lower in pitch, and not coincidentally, exactly twice as long. So this ambient masterpiece goes through all different phases and sections. And so, yeah, we're going to have plenty of variation throughout all the breaks with this. I also, you know, yeah, just three longest sets. So let me do a little bit of talking and explaining for you right now before we get into any more of the music. The Runaways were an all-female American rock band, and they were a group from 1975 to 1979. And they were more successful internationally than they were in the U.S., although they certainly were successful here, but they were especially big in Japan, as the quote goes. And after breaking up the different members, well, Joan Jett became the biggest single star out of all of them, but Lita Ford, their lead guitar player, did well, and her biggest hit was a duet with Ozzy Osbourne. And then their bass player, Jackie Fox, was quite academically successful, graduating from UCLA summa cum laude, and then she went to Harvard Law School and became a successful entertainment lawyer. And then our other big featured artist, Valida Snow, first came to my attention through legendary WMFO DJ Hank Fonts. She was a black female jazz musician born in 1904, and she was quite a virtuoso, a musician and entertainer, and she traveled all over the world. She was known as Little Louie and Queen of the Trumpet, and Louis Armstrong thought that she was the second best trumpet player, jazz trumpet player, in the world, after him. And by the time she was 15, she was quite the multi-instrumentalist. She played cello, bass, banjo, violin, mandolin, harp, accordion, clarinet, saxophone, and the trumpet. And she was also a pretty good singer and dancer. While she was touring Denmark in 1941, she was arrested by the Nazis, and she was imprisoned. And then in 1942, she came back to the United States through a prisoner exchange, but she was never the same after that. And she died pretty young, age 51, of a brain hemorrhage in 1956. She was, that happened backstage during a performance at the Palace Theater. And then, historically, Betty Friedan. She was a journalist, an activist, and a co-founder of the National Organization for Women, one of the leading feminists of the 20th century. She was one of the early leaders of the women's rights movement in the 1960s and 70s, and her 1963 best-selling book, The Feminine Mystique, it was a breakthrough. It gave a voice to millions of American women who were frustrated with their way their lives were limited because of their gender. And it really got the feminist movement going. So we're going to hear two excerpts from a TV interview that she gave in 1964. And I'm going to play both of those on top of some Khaki King instrumental pieces. Then another one of our twofers, Susie Quattro, an American singer, songwriter, bass player, musician, and actress. And like the Runaways, who came after her, she was more popular, achieved greater success overseas. Although she did do well enough here in the United States. Her singles, her hit singles in the 70s, were especially big in Europe and Australia. And Joan Jett was really inspired by her. And in terms of, you know, there were other female rock musicians, but she was the one, she played the bass, and she was a front woman. First, you know, not just a singer, but a musician front woman. And then another female artist we're going to hear two songs from, the Iranian singer and actress Gugush, one of Iran's most popular and enduring entertainers, who did for more than 60 years she's been a star. And well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going. I do want to say one more thing about the Runaways, because I've been listening to a lot of them in preparation for this show. A lot of their songs remind me of some other 70s songs, riffs, And of course, they were listening to other bands. But the first song we're going to be hearing from them, the second song here in this set, is going to be something that reminds me a lot of the Electric Light Orchestra's Do Ya. Well, also, we're going to be hearing from Joni Mitchell in the next set. And she has been described as she tunes her guitar differently for every song. And that's actually neither so incredibly far from the truth, nor is it a terrible crazy thing either. But yeah, let's get things going right now for you with a nice half-long celebration of Women's History Month and rock and roll. Here's Susie Quattro, Can the Can from 1973.
Radio, play whatever the F I want to play. That is right.
Yeah. never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Ba-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-doo. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always faced you high above me, and I just can't imagine that you love me. Oh, after all is said and done, to think that you're the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Your eyes are blue, kisses too. I never do what they do. Can't believe you're in love with me. Da-da-dee-da-dee. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind. Place you go, I can't believe you're in love with me. I've always placed you so high above me. I just can't imagine that you love me, baby. Don't hear me talking to ya. After all is said and done, think that you're the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Movement is the boys in my country and in yours wearing their hair long, you know, and those boys who are wearing their hair long are saying no to the masculinity. They are saying no to that brutal, sadistic, tight-lipped, crew-cut, you know, Prussian, big muscle, you know, Ernest Hemingway, kill bears when there are no bears to kill, and napalm all the children in Vietnam and Cambodia to prove that I'm a man, you know, and be dominant and superior to everyone concerned, and never show any softness. Well, these boys that are wearing their hair long are saying, no, I don't have to be all that crew cut and tight-lipped. I don't have to be dominant and superior to anyone. I don't have to have big muscles because there aren't any bears to kill. I don't have to, you know, kill anybody to prove anything. I can be tender, and I can be sensitive, and I can be compassionate, and I can admit sometimes that I'm afraid, and I can even cry. And I am a man, and I am my own man. And that man who is strong enough to be gentle, he is a new man, and he is the other half of this evolution, and he will live longer. I mean, he won't die 10 years younger than women, as American men have been doing lately.
Let's go. Don't want you for the weekend. Don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can help you for life. Yeah.
پاشو 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 گلدونو بیا وقتش سنبول بکاری اگه نوروزم نیا با یه غزل این میاریم نگو فروردین ما چند سالی مونده تا بیا عید عاشق هر شبه تقویم و ساعت نمیخواد بی بهارم میشه گاهی خواب نرگس ببینیم وقت و بی وقت تو خونه سفره هفت‌سین بچینی پاشو 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 گلدونو بیا وقتش سنبول بکاری چگم باره هنوز رو سرنگشتای تو سوز خوش تاره هنوز یه سبب سلامتی هنوز تو گنجه تنه یه کتاب خورشید هنوز تو بقچه دل منه پاشو 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 گلدونو بیا وقتش سنبول بکاری اگه نوروزم نیا با یه غزل عید میاری
you anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures. I've got my man left for anything more. Home and trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging by my door. I've got raisins. I've got sweet dreams. I've got my man who never asks anything more. Who can ask for anything more?
Danced on these beaches and the hands that past wishes that sunk like a stone. My dreams with the seagulls fly out of reach, out of cry.
We are celebrating Women's History Month here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. We are featuring the 1970s all-female band, The Runaways. And also Little Louie, actually Valida Snow, as she is properly known, a multi-talented jazz musician and singer, who I was introduced to by legendary WMFO DJ Hank Fonts on his Promethean Commentary Plus Jazz shows that aired for a total of 23 years here on WMFO. Although I only caught a couple of years of that. Their final years, in fact. And we've also got the critically important American feminist and author Betty Friedan. We began that last half hour or so set with somebody who was Joan Jett's musical idol, Suzy Quatro, who had some success in the 1970s, a little bit before The Runaways. That was her song, Can the Can, from 1973, that kicked off our set. And then we heard from The Runaways, I Love Playing with Fire, followed by The Light of Snow, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me. And then Betty Friedan, excerpts from a 1964 Canadian Broadcasting Corporation television interview, mixed on top of Khaki King's Solipsist instrumental from her album Legs to Make Us Longer. And then we heard from the Canadian singer Shania Twain. And that was I'm Gonna Get You Good, with her husband Mutt Lang, legendary rock and roll producer Mutt Lang, who was responsible for many AC/DC albums and Def Leppard albums and Shania Twain albums, and he's just one of the superstar music producers of the 20th and 21st centuries. So what they did on there was they made two albums, Red and Blue, and they did all the songs in both country and pop rock versions. That was the red pop version. I understand that they also did another album that was all Bhangra versions, but I haven't been able to find any of those in my searches, but that seems like a very cool concept. We followed that with the Iranian superstar singer Gugush. And not only was she a pop music sensation, but she also starred in movies from the 1950s to the 1970s. And then when the Iranian Revolution happened in 1979, she stayed in Tehran, unlike a lot of other Iranian artists who fled the country or were out of the country and stayed out of the country. And a very cool thing happened in Los Angeles, where all those Iranians who came here, they mixed and hung around with a lot of the Los Angeles musicians, including a lot of them from more Mexico and the like. And it was just an incredible melting pot of technology and music and culture. But that wasn't Gugush. She stayed in Iran. And then in 2000, she went and she did a bit of touring. And like, so then we heard from Valida Snow once again with I Got Rhythm. And Joni Mitchell from her 1968 Song to a Seagull album, the title cut. And we finished things off with the Runaways' biggest hit, Cherry Bomb. And backing me up right now, my ambiance is some more of Wendy Carlisle.